You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
After a new report from the Science Media Center mentions that the reviewing of evidence around puberty blockers for children with gender dysphoria, the Ministry of Health is taking a more precautionary approach. I spoke to University of Auckland Professor Hoffman and Faculty of Pediatric and Endocrinology about the multidisciplinary approach the Ministry of Health is wanting to approach with puberty blockers and the changes coming for those seeking gender-affirming care. Can I have a rundown of the precautions that the Ministry of Health has for the approach of hormone blockers?
I don't have that information available. So I'd have to do that from memory, and it may not be completely correct. But what I've got is asking, or the recommendations are, given the relative lack of evidence for its efficacy and the relative lack of evidence for safety, they are suggesting that the use of puberty blockers should be used only by clinicians experienced in initiating therapy, and they should only be used in the context of a wraparound multidisciplinary team, which would involve psychologists, psychiatrists, social workers, etc.
Can you describe what a multidisciplinary approach would look like for those who want to begin the process of going on hormone blockers?
Sure. Well, first of all, of course, it has to exist, and they do have those in Auckland, but I'm not sure elsewhere in the country. But what you would need at a minimum would be to have a pediatrician or a endocrinologist or a adult physician with experience in prescribing puberty blockade. But it goes more than that, because trans has a range of issues other than just puberty, and you need to be able to manage the other issues that they have, many of which are unrelated to someone who's younger changing into the opposite gender to what they want. And they include issues around anxiety, depression, a range of other behavioural issues, self-harm, and they need to have people there to help with that. So when you're thinking about care of these very vulnerable children, adolescents and adults, you need to be very aware that it's not just about puberty, and that's only one aspect of the care. And so when we're looking at a multidisciplinary team, we need to make sure we have a psychologist or psychiatrist, firstly to make sure the diagnosis is appropriate, and then to help look after the other aspects of care, where there might be particularly things around anxiety, obviously, or depression, etc. And if there are issues around self-harm, they may need to be addressed as well. Having a social worker to help out with some of the social issues, having nurses, having advocates there for them, it can be all very helpful. So it really is needing a group of people, all who have a degree of experience and understanding of the area, to work together.
In regards to this multidisciplinary approach, how will therapy be included in these steps?
Well, the idea is, first of all, making sure the diagnosis is appropriate and correct, making sure the families are aware and the individual is aware of what the surgery, medication entails, what's expected, the length of time, etc., and between them and the team as to the appropriateness of therapy. It would take a period of, in most multidisciplinary team approaches, you'd be looking at several days of discussions with the individual and the group.
What changes will be included for those seeking gender-affirming care with the use of therapy?
Well, I think at the moment those who are on treatment are not going to be changed, so they're going to stay on it. What I'm hoping, very much depend on funding in other areas, what I'm hoping is that there will be support, more support put in place for those who don't have that multidisciplinary team at the moment. They just have a pediatrician, physician, who's prescribing without the other support structures, which I think are vital when you've got this sort of problem. The pressure's put on individuals.
In the precautionary approach to puberty blockers media release, it was mentioned that, however, a more relevant-based multidisciplinary team approach is a sensible precautionary suggestion to ensure therapy is focused on those who benefit is likely. Moreover, such teams need to follow up these patients to ensure there is ongoing support and benefit from the therapy. What would the ongoing support look like, and where would it factor into?
Well, it would be the same multidisciplinary team, and the idea then would for them to be seen on a regular basis every 3 to 6 months, or more frequently or less frequently as required, to ensure that their mental health and the other issues appropriately cared for. Sometimes you need more a puberty blockade than others, so you need to make sure that you've actually turned puberty off appropriately. But I think more importantly, you need to make sure that they are feeling better, that they're not self-harming, that they're not depressed. And if they are, then we need to address the reasons behind that, and that needs the extra support we're talking about.
That was University of Auckland professor Paul Hoffman and faculty of pediatric endocrinology about the approach of the Ministry of Health is wanting to take with puberty blockers and the changes coming with the inclusion of therapy. We'll be right back after a short break. Keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.